USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package into law after swift and near unanimous action by Congress to support businesses, rush resources to overburdened health care providers, and help struggling families during the deepening coronavirus epidemic. Democratic Representative Anthony Brown of Maryland called for the vote.
The question is on adoption of the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes have it.
President Trump said this will deliver urgently needed relief. As he signed the bill into law in the Oval Office, he thanked members of both parties for putting Americans first. The legislation will speed government payments of $1,200 to most Americans and increase jobless benefits for millions of people thrown out of work. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Note has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Note's president, Adam Crump, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to FinestNote.com.
The Democratic White House frontrunner could soon be the only runner. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders acknowledging the uphill battle he faces to beat former Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination for the White House. In an interview with NPR, Sanders says it's going to be a very steep road. Although Biden has a sizable lead, Sanders has not made an official decision yet and says he will take part in a debate next month, should there be one. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The coronavirus has now claimed nearly 1,000 lives in Italy in the last 24 hours. With ventilators running low, a desperate hospital in the northern part of the country is trying something new, modified scuba masks. Doctors are now using a 3D printer to modify the mask so they can connect to oxygen. It's likened to wartime triage. The virus hasn't been easy on the nation's hospital system. More than 40 doctors in the country have died of the virus. Keep it here for all your coronavirus information. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, is now issuing a warning that the coronavirus could come back in cycles in the future. USA Radio's John Clements reports.
The nation's top expert on infectious disease warned the U.S. should be prepared that the coronavirus could become cyclical.
We need to be prepared that we'll get a cycle around the second time.
Dr. Fauci said that the U.S. must be working to develop a vaccine by continuing work to do the randomized controlled trial of drugs.
I know we'll be successful in putting this down now, but we really need to be prepared for another cycle.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Some Roman Catholic bishops around the country are relieving the faithful of giving up meat on Fridays since they've already been deprived of some foods and other pleasures during the coronavirus pandemic. During Lent, many Catholics practice self-denial and sacrifice as they repent their sins and pray in preparation for Easter. Some choose to give up certain pleasures for the full 40 days, and all Christians are instructed not to eat meat on Ash Wednesday and all Fridays during Lent, in addition to Good Friday. But some bishops this year are telling their parishioners they've given up enough. While churches are holding online masses, many Catholics are also lamenting missing their church services during the holy season. Other bishops loosen the guidelines, noting many foods are hard to come by, and going out to shop for specific foods could jeopardize people's health. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.